Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Ah, yes, here we go. 1911 University with Joe Chambers. Joe's been doing a lot of things, though. I don't know how much 1911 and he might have been doing, because he's been digging a pond. if the stuff goes sideways, Joe, I'm coming to Nebraska. I'll cut the grass around your pond.
You'll have to fight Heidi over that one.
And I'll weed it. I'll get the weeds out too.
You'll lose.
Oh, well, I don't know. She sent me flowers this week, you know. Heidi sent me flowers.
Yeah, all right.
So, anyway, so what has been on the plate? I know we've got a lot of the Nest stuff is being finalized and finished up. And when you guys, like, how many of those guns will go out here shortly? Or have they started going out?
Well, there's been eight or nine of them gone already. And I've got, there's 25 total that Eric's building. And then we have the YC squares that Brandon's building currently. And Fisher should have got his today or yesterday. I've got mine. Brandon's got the first five built. Then we got the kid is building Fat WMGs right now. He's got, I think, five more Fat WMGs to build before he starts building single stacks, yours included.
Ah.
So, yeah.
The kid.
Yeah.
Now,
that's what we call. I started calling that, and he's like, "Why do you call me the kid?" I says, "Because you're young enough to be my son. That's why. It's a term of endearment. Not insults."
So, if I refer to you as the kid,
that'd be all right, because I'm young enough to be your son.
Almost. Huh?
That'd be all right, because I'm young enough to be your son.
How old are you?
Old. Not as old as you, but old. Not as old as Fisher, but old.
What are you, 44, 45?
No, I'm older than that, unfortunately.
46?
Let me put it to you this way. I'm old enough that I've grown my hair back out again. I used to have my head shaved for my mom, but I decided after she passed I'd grow my hair back out again, and I have silver streaks at my temples. I was like, wow, I got that vintage look going on.
That's the Reed Richards look from the Fantastic Four.
Right.
So, that's not bad. If I had hair and I had if I had hair, they'd be like, "Ah, he's a silver fox."
There you go.
And I'd still shave it off for that one too. So anyway, all that stuff out of the way. Have you done any stuff with your lever gun?
sling on it and shot it.
You got a mean gene sling?
No, I just have a black canvas sling.
Right.
But I shot it, and it recoils a lot.
Yeah, but see, you want to go the route of the can. This is why I put a compensator on mine. I mean, if Chris Costa can shoot this with his compensator on it, it's not recoiling because he's just a little fella. He's not a big guy, and it's not pushing him around, and it's not going to push me around either. So there. That's why I still haven't shot mine yet, though. But I still haven't shot mine. Did you find 45-70 ammo? Because Joe normally likes to buy like a tractor trailer load backhoe scoop full of ammo when he buys it. Did you find any in any quantity?
I've been looking. I found two boxes at my local gun store. They had four boxes, but they'd only sell me two.
Right.
And they were $48 a box, so I only bought two.
Right.
But Fisher did bring me like 300 pieces of once fired brass.
Right.
So I'm going to work on a load and load some things up while I'm waiting on one of my suppliers who I've got word in with that I want, you know, some ammo. He's working on getting some 45-70. I'm going to buy a couple cases, then I'll get you some.
Oh, cool. That'd be great. I want to see what yours looks like. I can only, you know, I thought I did quite well with mine, even though I didn't do any of the work. I did all the picking. And I want to see what you do with yours, because you're going to take some of the parts and you're going to be like, no, I don't think so. I don't like this, so I'm going to alter it. I'm going to tell you where you should alter it, though. You shouldn't alter it on the front. You should alter it on the back.
What do you mean?
On the rail?
Yeah.
Because the rail on the backside has a cap that comes off.
Okay.
So you can just, get it, take the cap off, cut it to length, because Joe wants to use the magazine tube, which I may end up sending mine to him to do that once he does it, just to see how that works. But will that be a gun that you hunt with?
Oh yeah, I'll kill some deer with it this year. But how I'm going to modify it to use the tube is I'm just going to put the fore end in the middle before I install it.
Right.
And cut a slot.
Right. Oh well, there's that.
Cut a slot where it goes. That way it can still be the same length, but it'll just have a slot cut in it like they should have made it in the first place. Right? So you can use the darn loading bait.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the guys that designed this rail, but you see this all the time in the firearms industry. You know, dudes design something and they bring it to market. And if they just sat around and had a whiskey and smoked a good pipe, you know, of tobacco, for a couple of nights staring at it intently, they would have gone, dang, we should cut a slot in the bottom of that so people can use the loading gate. That would be awesome. Then it would be the ultimate rail, and nobody out there in the custom pistol world would have to modify it and show the world what they did. And then they'd release a product that was fully developed and beautiful and perfect, and people would love it.
You just gave away the secret as to the Joe Chambers, you know, the Joe Chambers mojo. Just gave it away.
I talked to a client last night. We were talking about the YC Squared, and he's like, dude, that's such a BA gun, dude. That's amazing, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, shoot, man, you think that's cool? And this guy's known me for 10 years. I'm like, you think that's cool, man? He's like, yeah. I says, just wait till you see what I have coming out. I says, now that I'm back at the bench, I'm back in the saddle, bro, I got so many ideas. So many ideas.
Cool. We're coming up on the first break. For those of you that want to get involved with Chambers Custom, which all, if you are into the 1911 platform, you should all want to be involved with Joe Chambers. Go to chambers.com. Take a look at what they got out there. It is all guns, the WMG is as good a line of gun as anybody's ever going to make in my lifetime. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
GCS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers. It is 1911 University. Let's talk about the nest guns, because now you sort of alluded to something that's coming out that I'm not going to ask you about, because Joe likes to hold this until it's mature and ready to come out. But the nest gun, with this Pro Series that you've got now, the nest gun, is that Jared's or is that Chuck's?
And that's just Jared's.
Okay. So how many does that make for the Pro Series for Jared?
Two.
So with this Pro Series, how often do you sort of intend to keep going back to that well of Pressburg, Reston, and Fisher?
Oh, I don't know. As long as they want to do it.
Right.
You know, I mean, as long as they keep bringing me good ideas, I'm down.
So I guess my question would be then, with some of the things that you've done, like with the nest gun, which his first gun was the light fighter or the night fighter? Regulator, the regulator, okay. Yeah. The night fighter and the light fighter, that's all Chuck.
Yeah.
Okay. So with these guns, with these Pro Series guns, when you sit down with them and you're trying to formulate in your head, okay, this is going to be the blank. Do you actually get any input from them that you had never considered putting in a gun before?
Sometimes. I mean, you know, a lot of this stuff that we're doing now with the wide bodies, we've never done any of it before.
Right.
Because I didn't build very many wide bodies to begin with. Like Jared wanted a reverse two-tone gun with the Ness. Okay, yeah, I mean, I've built reverse two-tone guns before, and some people love them and some people don't like them at all.
Right.
But, you know, the guys that love them, cool, build them and sell them. So that was an idea, you know, that I hadn't done before in a wide body. But, yeah, I mean, usually they kind of give me guidance about what they're thinking as far as cosmetics, and they turn me loose, you know, just to do my thing. And then I figure up some ideas and present them to them. Sometimes I draw it up by hand and show them what I'm thinking, paint them a mental picture, if you will, and see what they think and tweak it from there.
That would be very interesting to watch that process unfold, although I'm never going to ask you to do that. I'm never going to ask you to put that together. But it'd be very interesting to watch that unfold, simply because see, I don't know where the limits lie with the gun, right?
Neither do I.
Okay. But having said that, though, but you actually know, you've actually reached some limits with some guns in certain cases. I'm sure you have.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, case in point, there's only so much metal you can take off and have the gun be a long-lasting item.
Right.
So, you know, sometimes somebody will bring an idea to you and they want it all skeletonized. You're like, no, man, no, not doing that. You know, sometimes an idea is presented and it's just not practical for your audience. You know, you have to keep in mind that on these Pro Series guns, a lot of the guns that we're selling are to guys that are carrying them for duty use, whatever. And so you can't have giant holes in the slide.
Right.
That's no good for a duty gun. You can't have a slide that's so light that in 20,000-30,000 rounds it's going to crack in half. That's no good for a duty gun. I mean, I got a Staccato P in here that I just did a review on for Patreon, and I'm actually going to publish the video on YouTube next week after the patrons have a chance to view it. But that gun, it has 20,000 rounds here. I mean, it has been beat to pieces. It was rode hard and put up dirty many, many times.
Right.
And the numbers on it are really surprising. They're surprisingly good because they build those guns, you know, to a relatively high standard.
Right.
You know, and there are other guns out there that I've seen that are more, they're built more like race guns cosmetically, even though they claim they're not race guns, they're duty guns, and they just have issues. So, you know, you as far as the limits go, yeah, in certain circumstances, I know the limits, but because we're always, you know, I'm always thinking about new ideas and evolving my thought process and changing up what I want to do on a gun and how I want to do it, those things, you know, that's what I mean by I don't really know what the limits are yet either, because, you know, when I built the first pinstriper, you know, 12 years ago, people thought that was the limit. Nobody had ever seen anything like that on a 1911, ever. Then when I came out a couple of years later and I built the flaming hot wad gun, people were like, holy smokes, how did he do that? He put flames on a gun. Nobody had ever seen that before. You know, so, I mean, it's like you just sit around and you're building a gun for somebody and you're like, I think I'm going to try this, see how it looks. And you try it and everybody like, holy smokes, how did that happen? I don't know. I just decided to give it a go. You know, now it's a thing. It's kind of funny, you know, we posted a picture of the wad gun today on Instagram and Facebook, and dudes were like, whoa, that's way bigger than an aim point or than an acro, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, people forget that I was putting red dots on the slides of 1911s long before it was cool in the tactical world.
Right.
You know, I mean, dudes have been doing that since the 80s, since the 80s in competition world, in bullseye. And now the tactical world's catching up, and they're like, oh, we should have red dots on all our guns. And now we have red dots that are small enough, and they're strong enough, and they're capable enough to last high round counts. And, you know, so now we get to see a new limit that's been broken. So, yeah, as far as limits go, I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see what happens. You know, I got this kid working in the shop now that he's got some great ideas, and, you know, he's nearly 20 years younger than me. And so we'll see what happens. You know, he might come up with something in 5 or 10 years that blows everybody's mind, including mine. You never know.
Well, you hang on for me. We got the next break coming up. You can follow Joe on Instagram or on Facebook at Chambers Custom. Go check out. He's posting new pictures of new guns that they got coming out every day. Maybe not every day, but sometimes you'll get to see the evolution as it goes through its steps. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden said this morning he continues to believe Russian President Vladimir Putin will go through with an invasion of Ukraine within days. U.S. intelligence says at least 7,000 additional Russian troops have headed to the Ukrainian border. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We've also seen a continued problematic, troubling buildup of troops at the border and surrounding Ukraine.
Biden continues to tell reporters the threat of an invasion is still extremely high. Applications for
U.S. unemployment benefits rose last week by 23,000 to 248,000, according to the Labor Department. About 1.6 million Americans are still collecting jobless aid this week, and first-time applications for jobless aid, which generally track the pace of layoffs, are back down to pre-pandemic levels. The overall unemployment rate rose to just over 4%. This is USA Radio News. The CDC may be loosening guidelines with that story. Here's USA's Katie Lewis.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen guidance on indoor masking as early as next week. This as COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations continue to drop. In a press briefing on Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said the agency is examining new metrics for relaxing pandemic guidance, including masks, and would deliver that updated guidance soon. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lawmakers are running out of time once again to pass a short-term funding extension to avoid a government shutdown tonight. It remains unclear when the Senate will vote on the continuing resolution, which will keep the government open by extending funding, but only through March 11. Complicating matters further, some Democrats are absent due to personal and family reasons, causing concern the party may be short of the votes they need to defeat any Republican amendments. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom, and you were just talking about a gun that you just checked out from Staccato. Is it fair to say that there are some gun makers that make guns that are designed to be hyper durable, and there's some gun guys that just make them to look hyper cool? I mean, is that where the custom 1911, is that the way it boils down?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of companies fall into one of those two categories. And I was having a conversation with a friend of mine the other night, and he brought up a gunsmith that I know. And I've seen a lot of guns from this particular guy over the years, and a lot of them have had issues. Just putting it out there, I'm not going to say the guy's name; it's not necessary. But
sure,
a lot of them have had issues. And he said, "Well, you know, I shot his personal gun, and I shot a gun that he built for this particular celebrity shooting guy, and they were both flawless. They were amazingly accurate." I says, "Yeah, of course they are. That's his personal gun, and that's a gun he built for, you know, so and so." But that doesn't mean that's what he does every time he builds a gun. And the look on the face worth $1,000 as the realization set in that not everybody builds, you know, not everybody out there, I firmly believe this, not everybody out there is trying to build the best gun every time.
Let me point something out, if I may. I've been talking to Joe before, and I'll ask him his opinion of something, and he'll be like, well, that's a piece of junk. And I'll be like, well, I just had one come through here for review, and it ran just fine. He'll be like, well, of course it did.
Because they sent it to you.
Because they sent it to me, and they made sure that it was going to run fine. And it's not a gun that's going to be for sale. They'll send it out to everybody. I mean, when you send it back in, they'll send it to somebody else. And all of you guys will say how great it is, and then they will sell a bunch of them, except they won't be built the same way.
Right. I mean, it's called marketing.
Quite the eye-opener. Quite the eye-opener.
And see, that's the thing. Here's the deal. That's the cool thing about the Patreon page that I have, 1911 University, okay? I'm not getting sent guns by gun makers. I'm getting sent guns by dudes that spent their hard-earned money on the gun. I'm getting sent guns that these companies are actually sending out the door for money,
right?
Not for free advertisement, right? And so these are the actual guns that are hitting the streets, not the guns that were sent out there for an advertisement. And so these are the actual real numbers of what you can expect if you buy one.
Right.
And I think that's what makes, you know, and that's what makes it so polarizing doing mathematical reviews is, you know, and I use the line all the time. I coined the line, math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi.
Right.
All right. And that's what makes it so polarizing is on one side, you have all the marketing, you know, the YouTubing, the Instagramming, the celebrities and all this stuff. And they're like, oh, this is the greatest gun ever, blah, blah, blah. And then you got a guy over here that actually measures one that was sent to him by a client that bought the gun. And we look at the math and we're like, but it's not. Or sometimes it is. Sometimes the guns are, you know, really high quality. I mean, it's both ways. We've seen it both ways. We've had some very expensive guns in that were just not built well, and we've had some really inexpensive guns in that were surprisingly good. But that's what makes it so polarizing is because people have gotten so used to hearing the good all the time that when somebody out there actually gives them the facts and the facts don't line up with their preconceived notion of that item, they go, wow, that sucks. Or they get mad at the guy telling them the numbers, me. And they go, oh, he's just trying to further his company, blah, blah, blah. No, that's not why I'm doing that at all. I'm doing it so that you can make a better decision with your $4,000 or $5,000 you're going to spend on a pistol.
And let's point this out. I mean, Joe has enough business to keep him busy 24/7. You're limited as to how many guns you can put out because they have to go out a certain way or they don't go out. They have to reach a certain level of mechanical, mathematical truth for you before you'll let them go. And Joe is the template for this. But if a decently built gun comes to you, you're not going to get out there and go, well, it's okay, but it's not as good as mine. You're going to actually, you don't have a dog in this fight. You don't mind giving kudos when they're due.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've got two guns in right now that I'm really looking forward to doing reviews on. They're both, one of them's new in the box. One of them only has 200 rounds through it. It's basically new in the box from a company that I know. And I've seen plenty of their guns over the years, and they're always a very high quality. And I'm looking forward to reviewing these guns because I know already, based on what I've seen over the past, you know, 10 years of seeing their guns, that they're high quality pieces and they're reasonably priced. You know, they're in the $35,000 to $4,000 range, and they're really, really nice guns. Yeah, it's not that I slam everybody, but if I get a gun in that is hot steaming garbage, I'm not gonna put feathers on it and tell you it's chicken. Because it's not. It's a steaming pile of garbage. You know? So yeah, I mean, it's been interesting, you know. There's definitely been some polarization among people, but I think the people that know, that understand what I'm doing, see that there's no animosity in it. I'm not out there trashing companies to trash companies at all. That doesn't do me or them any good. But at least people can have the knowledge to make an educated decision about how they're going to spend their money.
Sure.
You know, and if they want to roll the dice, and you know, one of the things that I always say in the videos is, listen, this is a sample of one. Right? The Staccato P that I just did, it's a sample of one at 20,000 rounds in.
Right.
It may or may not be indicative of how yours will perform. Don't know.
Right.
I don't have yours, right? I'm not going to shoot 20,000 rounds out of yours. You're mine. You will. But at least it gives you a datum point to go, okay, this is the possible of what's out there. And so it's just giving people the knowledge that they didn't have before.
Right.
Knowledge is power.
Indeed it is. I'm going to point something out when we get back, just because it just came to my mind that it would be a beautiful, it'd be a great sort of survey to take. I just don't know anybody that can do it today. But you can find Mr. Chambers and the stuff he does, and you can start by going to ChambersCustom.com or look at him on Patreon. Now, Patreon is a different thing. This is where you get to have the unfiltered Joe, and this is where he's going to, you know, at the same time, while I say he's unfiltered, he's still very discreet. But you're going to get the straight up from him right there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need. We didn't invent concealment. We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Joe Chambers from ChambersCustom.com, 1911 University. You know what I would like to do? What kind of a survey I'd like to do?
First of all, I'd
have to have a lot of funding for this, but I'd like to go out to everybody that has a $5,000 1911, buy them, shoot them, and then send all of them to you, to your Patreon channel, with my impression of the gun to get your impression of the gun.
We could do that?
But we'd only need about, $50,000, $75,000 to do it?
Hey.
Is there that many nice 1911s out there? There's not a lot of brands that I have never tried, that I'm never going to try. I see no need to do it. But I would do it for that. Simply because of this eye-opening thing where you've said, of course it works great because it was sent to you for a review. And I like that idea of actually getting the one that the consumer buys and playing with that and seeing what happens with that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the only way to objectively do it. And years ago when I did the Root review, which is the first mathematical review I ever did, and blew up the internet forums, that's what I did. I ordered a Ruger SR1911 straight from one of my distributors, and it came in, and I took it apart, and I measured it, and I talked about the good and the bad and the indifferent, and put it on the internet, and then I did a part two after I made some adjustments to it the way I wanted to see what I could tweak out of it, and put that on the internet, and it had 3.5 million views. It was crazy.
That's the good one. That's the good ones that are out there that when they catch them, they take fire on their own. And to that end, I find that objectivity refreshing because sometimes when you're pointing out, hey, you let this get out the door. Some of those guys don't like that, do they?
No. No, they don't like it at all. But, you know, it's the way it is.
So, has anybody ever taken one of your guns and tried to pull it apart and say, hey? So,
not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
But, I mean, somebody could if they wanted to. What they'd find out is that what I say is true. We build them the way we build them.
Right.
You know, if they're honest, that's what they would find out. The flip side of that is, and this is something that we work really hard to standardize in our shop, is that people measure differently. And that's why it's important that when I do a review of a gun, I'm measuring it myself with the same exact tools that I use to measure the guns that we build. When I build a gun, I'm using the same tools as I use when I measure a gun. And I actually posted a video of me showing how I do that on my own personal Yeti after like 9,000 rounds through it or something. Because right. People wanted to see, hey, how do you actually get these measurements? What tools are you using? How precise are you? And so I did a video on that and reviewed my own gun to show people, you know, hey, this is what happens to a gun at 9,000 rounds if you don't clean it. It wears out. And here's how I measure. And it was a real eye-opener for people because I think some guys thought, you know, well, he's just doing all this with a pair of calipers and a slide rule. They didn't realize the thousands of dollars worth of measuring equipment that we use to take these measurements. And it was neat. It was a good experience for everybody. Gave a lot of clarity, if you will.
So, going forward, as you guys do go forward, I mean, do you think you'll ever get to a point where you get out there and somebody says, listen, you know how so-and-so does this? I want you to do this.
In what regards? In what?
Well, let's say somebody wanted you to start doing a lot of, putting a lot of cuts in the slide to lighten it up and everything else. Or let's say that they were really wanting to get into the cosmetics of the gun.
Would I copy and do something like that that somebody else is doing? No.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because I don't copy other people's work. One of the very first conversations I had with another pro gunsmith before I started my own shop, when I was beginning those stages of starting my own shop, was with C.T. Bryan, who's more famous of a gunsmith than I am as far as custom work. He's just an amazing guy. We sat down at the SHOT Show against the brick wall in the Sands Convention Center, and I says, you know, I want to pay you for an hour of your time to give me advice. And coincidentally, at the end of the hour, he refused to take my money. But one of the first things he told me is, don't ever copy anybody else. Do your own thing. Always do your own thing. If you see something that's really cool that you like that somebody else is doing, and you think, boy, I'd like to do that, don't. Because that's their thing. You know, and truth of the matter is there are things out there that I've seen over the years that I absolutely love that other gunsmiths do.
Right.
And I really want to do them. I'm like, nah, can't do that. They already do it. You know, because CT, he's one of the kings, man. And that was a defining piece of advice for me, a young aspiring gunsmith. Breaking out into the industry was, you know, don't copy other people's stuff ever. That's a no-no. And I've seen over the years other guys do that, copy other people's work, and just get roasted.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, no, we ain't going down that path. You know, it's just, that's bad juju. So...
So in any event, Yeah, that's I you know, it used to be that I wanted that look. And now, now not so much. I'm more interested in something, I'm more interested in something that I can load and go with. And be completely unconcerned about it. That's my thing. So, anyway. We are about to run out of time here shortly. So before we get off on any other things, I am looking forward to, Joe's about to send me a gun to do. And I need to have a chat with you about something because I'm about to change a few things. And you would be one that I'd want to do some of this stuff with. So to that end, we will be having another conversation soon. But in any event.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight. And as always, 1911 University. Check Joe out at chamberscustom.com. Thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. And before we go away, before all that happens, you hear the ads, go check out savegcn.com. Go check that out. And take a look at things and understand that all the stuff that we have been fighting against all of this time is coming at us now. And we will persevere, no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Yep, absolutely.
Because what is your saying, Joe?
Math don't lie. 3.14 is always pi.
Thank you, sir. All right. We'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.